Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf? Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present to you a fresh, family-friendly would you rather question. This week we have our first in the Halloween spooky edition. As you already heard, this week it is, would you rather be a vampire or would you
a werewolf?
And this week we shall start with the youngest member of the team. Hello, would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
I still have time to think of this.
You do?
Yeah. Can we go over what a vampire and a werewolf are?
Yeah.
Oh, we have questions.
Who don't know what it is.
For people, including yourselves, who don't know?
No, I know.
We like to try and jump straight into our answers, but... Now, so you guys really don't... You feel like you don't know enough about werewolves? And I mean, you get to choose whatever. You could be a friendly vampire. You know, you... I mean, it's hard to be a friendly werewolf, I suppose, but... You know, you get to create your
but
little.
But what do vampires
world.
Do?
Well,
they
vampires
suck blood.
They never die.
They suck blood.
And they feed on other humans. they suck their blood, and usually their victims die in the process. But sometimes a vampire can choose to turn other people into vampires, and they live forever. But they can never go in the sunlight, typically.
And they don't like pepper.
They don't like pepper? They don't like garlic.
Yeah, garlic.
Garlic. They don't like holy water. They don't. And they can only be killed by putting a stake through their heart. Man, this is a pretty grim episode. But that's why it's spooky. Halloween.
By putting a what through their heart?
A wooden stake through the heart of a vampire will kill a vampire. Or tricking them to going in the sunlight will kill a vampire.
What's a heart of a stake?
And they can't enter your home unless they're invited to.
Really?
And sometimes in vampire mythology, they can turn into a bat and fly around.
But why? What's a wooden stake? What do you mean?
Just like a sharp piece of wood.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why it's... Oh, and is that... Oh, no. I was thinking of werewolves. Werewolves is like a mythical creature. Humans become werewolves. They turn into werewolves whenever there's a full moon.
Yeah.
And then they lose control and they go eat people. And if you get bit by a werewolf and you survive, then you become a werewolf. And mythically, the only way to kill a werewolf is to shoot it with a silver bullet. That's what they say.
But then do you...
Would you kill the human too?
Huh?
Would the human die too?
Yes. Yes, both.
So once you just...
It's not great to be a vampire or a werewolf, far as I can tell. I think in both creatures are super strong. And when a werewolf is a werewolf, it's, you know, strong and fast and ferocious. And a vampire is always strong and fast.
I think I know.
Yeah. Elodin, would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
A werewolf.
A werewolf. Tell me why. Is it because you want to eat people?
No,
that's
because
weird.
I feel like... Full moons are rare. Full moons are not as common.
Oh, so you wouldn't only have to deal with it but once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When the full moon comes out.
Yeah.
So would you try to protect your fellow humans and lock yourself up during the full moon? Or
I'd
would you just go
lock
on a,
me.
Go on a rampage? And
I'd have someone lock me in my home.
Eat some people, turn some people into werewolves. So you'd try to lock up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just howl at the moon all night. That's kind of you to not go turn other people into werewolves. That's nice.
Because then they might eat me.
Oh. Well, don't you think once you're both werewolves, I mean, then you would...
Yeah, but
you'd both be a werewolf at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe go hunting together.
Unless I killed someone from Russia. Because...
Wait, what?
Unless I killed someone from, like, the opposite side of the...
Oh, you didn't mean Russia specifically. You just meant across the ocean.
Yeah,
okay.
Because then I could, then they might eat me if they come visit during the night.
Oh.
That they're a werewolf.
Well, it's wherever the moon is full where you are. It's when the light of the full moon shines on you, that's when you turn into a werewolf, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So it wouldn't matter where they were bit and became a werewolf. It's just where, whenever the moon is full in your presence, you become a werewolf.
Plus, if I locked myself in a cage, I'd lock myself in a metal cage so no one can kill me.
Right. So you'd be protecting yourself.
Yeah.
And everyone outside.
Yeah.
And you probably wouldn't want to feel guilty for turning other people into werewolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be a problem if you choose vampire, too, I suppose. Ender, would you rather be... Oh, did you have any other reasons you thought of?
No.
No. Ender, would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
Werewolf.
Werewolf. Two werewolves so far.
I would rather be a werewolf because I'm not it all of the time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think that I would hate being a vampire 100% of the time.
Right.
I couldn't do what I like to do.
Because you couldn't go out during the day.
Mm-hmm.
That would bother you?
Yeah.
But what about the cool part where you can turn into a bat and fly around? That sounds kind of cool.
Let me guess what you're going
to
be.
Wouldn't you like to be able to stay up all night? That'd be kind of fun. Sleep during the day, stay up all night?
No, because...
I think I know what you're going to pick.
I'm actually not decided, because I think you're, on a certain level, you're correct. Like, it would be, you just lock yourself up once a month, or, you go on a werewolf kind of rampage once a month. Although you risk, you're going to hurt a lot of people, I suppose.
And risk getting
and
shot
they're
with
gonna, a... people are going to find you and get you with that silver bullet, because they can't have a werewolf just torturing people every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you lock yourself up, too, during the full moon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nowadays, most bullets are silver.
Wait, that's not true.
Yeah?
I think a silver bullet's a special thing.
No.
Hmm.
Maybe it's a gold bullet.
A gold bullet? No, it's definitely a silver. The myth is that you kill a werewolf with a silver bullet.
How do you know?
I just know from stories and stuff. I will say that there's other stories that have been written about vampires. In particular, there's a whole series of books called Twilight, which is more about this romance between this girl and this vampire. And then there's this whole thing about werewolves. But those vampires, they can be out during the day, which always felt like a little bit of a trick to me. But that's just, different stories have different rules about the vampires and whatnot. Mostly I've seen that vampires... can't be exposed to sunlight. I think that's the traditional approach. So, would I rather... Ender, do you have any other reasons that you would like to be a werewolf that you can think of? Any more werewolf advocacy you'd like to throw out there? Any other things to consider?
No, not no. That I don't want to be either of them.
You don't really want to do either? Well, that's the tricky part about a would you rather.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we play Would You Rather.
I was sometimes they're so hard to pick that both of them you want to be, and sometimes they're so hard to pick because they're both awful choices.
Yeah, I know. I was reading some comments on some of our TikTok posts, and it would be like, would you rather do this or that? And someone wrote, neither. So I responded, please consult the official Would You Rather rulebook. You can't choose neither. And someone else tried to choose both, and I was like, you can't choose both. It's a would you rather.
I already have both.
Yeah. That's when we asked if you'd rather, what was that, the headache or the stomach ache? And everyone already had both. I was like, why are there so many people with headaches and stomach aches all the time? So would I rather be a vampire or a werewolf? We got to have a vampire in the mix, right?
No.
All right. I'm going to be a vampire. I'm going to be flying around like a bat.
No what?
I'm going to be... I wonder if I have to eat human blood, because that seems kind of rude to be hurting people. Also, we're going to have to change our whole schedule around, because I can't be out during the day anymore, so I can't pick you up from school.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to be a vampire.
You could say that you could be out during
actually,
the day.
Actually, I can't be. I guess I could be out during the day. I just can't. I have to be totally obscured from sunlight. So I wonder if I wore a special suit.
Well, this is a would you rather.
Yeah.
So you could say I can be...
Oh, I'm just going to choose to be the type of... I'm going to be a twilight vampire, so I can be out during the day. Oh, that's convenient. But, you know, famously, werewolves and vampires don't get along, so what are we going to do about that? My boys are vampires. No, my boys are werewolves. I'm a vampire. It's going to be... We're going to have all these fights now. It's going to be very dramatic. What else would be fun about... Well, you know what would be kind of sad about being a vampire a little bit is that they live forever. Unless they're killed. So, eventually... You two, as werewolves, will get older than me. That'd be kind of strange.
And then we kill you with the silver
cord. Well, you could take me out. No, you with a wooden stake for the vampire. That's how it goes. Well, do we have any other thoughts about our first Halloween episode?
Yeah, but that would be when I'm, like, really old.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you should be dead right now, so...
I guess once you get to a certain age... I could turn you also into a vampire. Then you'd be like the ultimate combo. You'd be like a werewolf vampire. You'd always be vampire. And then once a month, you'd be like a super vampire werewolf combo. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Would you enjoy that, Ender?
Yeah. I would prefer it from dying.
Interesting. Well, that's what we have for you today on the Rathercast. If you have thoughts about vampires and werewolves and which one would be better, please let us know. Email us at therathercast@gmail.com. You can also learn more at therathercast.com. That's all we have, and we can't wait to catch you next time on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show? Or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.